Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis.
You want to do a test?
No, it's going.
Okay. We're live?
Yeah, do you see anything popping up?
Yeah, you gotta turn on the...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We are live. We have finally figured it out. I can't tell if you are there with us, but we are here.
The chat's not working.
We are here. So glad that you guys are here. Tonight's going to be an awesome night. We are going to be praying into 2025. We are going to actually pray. No, we're not. We're just going to pray for an hour, 30 minutes, 45, whatever the Spirit allows us to. It's going to be an awesome night.
Well, it's and not working live. Let's see.
I don't know if we are live, but I'm going to keep talking. Just pretend like I am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we are live. Okay. Hey, everyone, we've had issues. You know, the enemy doesn't want you to pray. He'll make babies start crying. He'll make sound not work. He'll make the internet go out. All of those various things to try to get you not to pray. But we are going to pray, and we are going to believe. Hey, Emily, good to see you in the chat.
Working?
You're the first. Yes, I see
right.
People. Here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Jared is born for this.
I was ready.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Look it. We got
this
it.
This has been crazy. Crazy. Sorry, guys. We were trying to get this all fixed. It has been just technical difficulties, audio difficulties, streaming difficulties. We were just not going to be able to stream because the mics weren't working. But now they are working. Let us know if you can hear us and see us good. We're
yes.
Live. Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
We are streaming.
Man, technical difficulties can mess you up. But we're excited to pray with you guys tonight. We just want to get on here. We'll pray for like maybe 30, 45 minutes and just make sure that we enter the new year on fire. That's
yes.
What I keep hearing is the new year going in on fire, going in with passion. There's nothing
yes.
Greater that we can do leaving this year into the new year than to pray and to cry out to the Lord. So we're just going to begin to cry out to the Lord. We're going to begin to pray wherever you're watching from. Start praying in the Spirit. Start praying with us, believing for God to move. We know that in heaven, God's not like, oh, the calendar, it's going to be 2025, everything changes.
Yeah.
But we have a chance to just say, I'm leaving these things in last year.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing my old addictions. I'm not bringing some old friends. I'm not
yeah.
Bringing some old relationships. I'm not bringing toxic emotions.
Good.
So it's not like God's up there going, all right, it's a new year, you guys, all this is going to happen. But we have a chance to say, Lord, I want to move in. Onto the new year on fire and with passion for you. So we have a bunch of family and friends here at my house, and you might hear running around and kids, but we want to jump on here and pray with you guys. So let's just ask for the Lord to move. Father, we just pray tonight, God, that you would move. Lord, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles,
yes.
God. We pray for revival fire just to touch every single person watching this live and on the replay. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would move by your power. Holy Spirit, do what you only you can do.
Yes.
I pray, God, that loved ones would come back to you, God. We pray for those
yes.
Prodigal kids that we've been believing for. Lord, we're asking you, God, that this would be the year they get saved.
Yes.
This would be the year that they encounter you, that this would be the time, Lord, that you would do what only you can do in them. Lord, I pray for those that are weary tonight. I pray for those that are discouraged tonight. I pray for those, God, that are alone tonight, God, that don't have
wow.
Friends and family to be with them on the new year. Lord, that you would encounter them right now at their house. Lord, that you would send your mighty angels just to be released and just to be with them. Holy Spirit, we just pray that you would move. Shimba Hobosa. Come on, if you can pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. If you've never prayed in the Spirit, this would be a great time. Imagine getting tongues tonight before you go into the new year.
Come on.
Let the Holy
That's
Spirit
how you're gonna
pour
get
out.
The fire.
Come on, let the Holy Spirit pour out right now. We pray rivers of living water. Lord, I just pray baptize people in fire, God.
Yes.
Baptize people in your anointing, Lord. We just pray outpouring of the Holy Spirit right now. Revival in our homes, God. Anointing in our homes, God. Holy Spirit, fill our homes, God. We just pray, Holy Spirit, touch our family, touch our friends. Lord, we pray for a fresh anointing to be released right now over everybody watching in the chat, God. A fresh anointing
yes.
To be released.
Yes, God. And we just pray for Amy and Sam and Steph and Luke and Lindsay. We just call all the prodigals home right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that they would have a great awakening even on New Year's Eve, that God, you would visit them. Even
yes.
As we had last night hearing about Angel, we pray
yes,
you would
God.
Release your angels, that they would have mighty encounters, that they would have people that are stepping right into it, even if they're at a party. God, even if they're just like belligerent, God,
yes.
I pray they would sober up and have an encounter with you. Father, I pray that our prayers, we know, never fall on deaf ears. Just as Jesus was raising Lazarus from the dead, he looks up to heaven and says, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. We know that, yes, you are praying with us, Jesus. You are our intercessor. You are standing in the gap with us. We are not alone. And so, Father, we thank you for saving prodigals. We thank you for bringing them home. God, I pray that even as people were praying for Peter to get out of prison, Lord, he knocked on the door of the own prayer meeting. God, I pray that prodigals would even knock on the door. They would send a text message. They would send a message saying, hey, I don't know what it is, but tonight I feel like I need to come home. Tonight I need to give my life back to Christ. Tonight I need to get sober. Tonight I need to surrender everything to Jesus. So God, we just thank you for prodigals. We all have prodigals. Put their names in the chat right now. Now, we're going to believe tonight, we're going to believe that even before 2025 begins, that 2024, at the last second, at the midnight hour, people were coming back to the Lord.
Yes, God. Fresh fire, God. We pray for miracles, God, tonight. We pray for signs and wonders tonight. We pray for Scott that's been sick for 3 years. God, touch him by your anointing, Father. Heal him right now. We command sickness. Leave our families in Jesus' name. Sickness, you have to go. We command sickness out of bodies in Jesus' name. We pray the healing virtue of Christ just to flow right now, that by his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
That Psalms 103, all sickness and all disease has to go. We believe tonight for the supernatural power of God. Lord, you said to pray. You said to ask. You said to knock. You said to seek. And Lord, we are doing that tonight. We are knocking. Some of you need to knock right now on the door of heaven. You need to knock right now and ask the Lord. God, I'm knocking on the door. I'm knocking on the door. I'm asking you, Lord, to open the door. I'm asking you, Lord, for revival in my family. Some of you need to keep seeking. You need to keep asking. Do not be discouraged. Come on, like what Nicole said, dry bones come alive. We break the dryness. I am not going to live another year in dryness. I am not going to live another year in anxiety. Do you want to be, you know, when I got saved in January of 2011, the preacher got up. It was the first week of January, and he said this: do you want to be next year where you are right now? And I had a flashback to the last 3 years of my life. Wow. Same people, same parties, same girls, same guys, same thing. And some of you have been in the same place. You're spiritually paralyzed. You're like that paralyzed person that lays at the gate for year after year. You've been in the same spot, no movement, no spiritual movement, no revival in your life. And the Lord's like, do you want to be next year on New Year's Eve in the same place you are this year? We need to believe the Lord for change. Come on, the winds of change are blowing.
Yes.
God, I want change. I'm tired of being in the same place. I'm tired of being around the same people. I'm tired of being lukewarm.
Yeah, that's good.
Some of you need to pray, Lord, I want fire.
Come on.
God, I want your anointing. I'm tired of being lukewarm. I'm tired of not having spiritual encounters. I'm tired of not having passion for you and excitement for you. Just some of you are in that crusty, stale religious cycle. Ask the Lord to break you out. I'm breaking out. Come on, press in right now.
Yeah, somebody just put in the chat about brain fog. And there's all this conspiracy theory about fog floating around and everything. But you know what's going to happen right now? The fog's going to lift, and the wind of the Spirit is going to blow, and you are going to catch the flame of God again. I just believe it right now. Wherever you're watching from, just get still, lift your hands to the Lord, and we're going to pray right now. So, Father, in Jesus' name, God, we just break off all the pain, all the doubt, all the anxiety. We command the spirit of fear to go right now, Lord. This will not be a repeat year in 2025. We are going to enter into the new year on fire, our hearts set ablaze, just like those disciples on the road to Emmaus that walked with you, Jesus, for 7 miles. When they got to the end of the journey, you broke the bread, their eyes were opened, and they looked at each other and said, did not our hearts burn within us? It's what's going to happen right now is Jesus is walking into your room, walking into your party, walking into your car, wherever you're at, wherever you're watching this, and your heart's going to catch flame again. Just like he told the church that was busy, that was distracted, that was doing all the things, he said, you don't love me like you used to. We're going back to our first love. We're going back to what we used to do. We're going back to when it was simple, when it was just you and him, nothing else mattered. That's how you're going to catch that fire again. You're going to move into 2025 empty, but now he's going to fill you.
Fill him, Lord.
You're going to be empty of pride. You're going to be empty of options. You're going to be empty of lust. You're going to be empty of all the alternatives. And you're going to just say, God, I want you to fill me up. God, I want to be made new. God, I need a fresh filling right now. Isaiah, even as we're praying, Lord, I can just see people getting filled for the very first time. People getting refilled. We need it. We need it for all the things that are going on in our own lives, for our families. God, we just pray you would fill the south of our family, the McCaffrey family, the Nelson family right now, the Flores family right now. I pray for the Frazier family, the Williams family. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you that you are touching families right now. God, I pray you would set the Clark family on fire. God, I pray you would send the Marie family on fire, the Kelsey family, set them on fire right now in Jesus' name. We pray for fresh oil to come, Lord. I pray, Lord, as there has been so much oil depletion and oil loss happening in the body of Christ, we need to be ready. We need to be filled. We want to go into 2025 with our lamps full of oil ready so that at any time the announcement's made, the bridegroom is here. We're not out scrambling going, oh, I thought I had more time. I thought I was ready. But no, God, we don't want to be found wanting in that hour. We want to have an overflow. We want to have the reserve tank full. So, Father, we thank you. Touch the Rodriguez family. Fill the Bailey family right now. The Gonzalez family, the Harris family, Lord, the Gooden family, the Dunn family, in Jesus' name.
Touch them, Lord, right now. Deliverance. When Jared was just praying right now, I had an image of people burning idols, people burning their idols, like literal idols, statues. Now, we know most of you don't have statue idols, but there's idols in your life. There's idols of video games and music and movies and culture and all of these things distracting you. iPhone, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And you've worshiped idols in 2024. And the Lord's like, going into this next year, you need to get rid of every idol.
Yes.
Some of you right now, the Lord is telling you, you need to go pour out all your alcohol right now. You need to go rid of all your marijuana right now. Some of you, there's so many Christians addicted to marijuana. Guys, I'm telling you right now, marijuana is a gateway to the spiritual realm. People call it a gateway drug. It's a spiritual gateway. It'll open you up to demonic infestation. Get rid of your marijuana. I wouldn't burn it because that might get you. That might get you high again. Yeah. don't burn your marijuana, but get rid of your marijuana. Burn your idols. Get rid of the ungodly music. What if right now tonight you said, "I'm being so convicted that I'm done listening to this secular music. I am not 2025. My ears are going to be pure and clean. I'm only listening to Christian music. I'm only listening to worship music. I'm done with the secular garbage. I'm throwing out the Taylor Swift. I've heard about her breakup 50 times already. I don't need to hear about another Taylor Swift breakup. I'm getting rid of all the music, all the rap, all the ungodly stuff that I've been listening to about drugs and gangs and shootings and girls that's stirring up lust. Get rid of those idols. Those movies you've been watching that you've been justifying. Guys, some of you have to fast forward most the movie.
Yeah.
If you have to fast forward most the movie, why are we even watching it? It's time to get rid of the idols in our life right now, whatever it is stopping. Yeah. And you know, the Lord's going to show you what your idol is. I want to go into this next year just, okay, something has to change. Lord, I pray right now, reveal idols, God. Yes. Bring your conviction, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
See, and
here's what happens is as God starts to move on your heart, he'll start to reveal those things, and immediately you want to make a compromise. Yep. You'll say, it's not that bad, God. I can do this. I'm under grace now. This sounds legalistic, but here's what happens. If you don't feel that same fire you had when you first got saved, it's because of idolatry and it's because of compromise you've allowed in your life. You have to look at your own self and do an oil check. Am I still on fire? Does my heart burn for the Lord? If not, what are the things that I have allowed in that are causing a spiritual dullness, a spiritual fog over my mind? How come I can't feel the Holy Spirit like I used to? How come I'm not getting words of knowledge? How come I'm not moved with compassion when I hear about the lost or somebody's sick again? Maybe it's not that you've matured and you've grown up. Maybe it's because you've got this film over you and God is trying to set you free. God is trying to God is trying to do something right now, and he's revealing it to your heart. So you have to make a decision. Am I going to move forward and do the same thing I did in 2024 into 2025? And here's what's going to happen. You're going to drift farther away. You're going to drift farther out of God's presence. And soon you're going to be just like Jesus's parents who leave him behind after traveling 2 or 3 days. And it comes to a point where you have to decide, I'm ashamed. I'm guilty. What did I just do? I lost God. I lost the presence of God. And now I can either do this. I can move on with my life and pretend like it's not a big deal and hope that nobody notices. Or I can go back. I can humble myself and go back and go, okay, I'm going to go get back the presence of God in my life. I have to have him. And I feel like that's a word for some of you. You guys lost the presence. You know it's you. You can feel the conviction. And here's what God's asking you to do. It's just renewing the contract again and saying, all right, God, I'm going all in for you. I know what I have to do. The things I did at first, the things, the first love, when you first fell love and first in love with your spouse, what did you do? You sacrificed everything. You would drive over the night. You would spend an enormous amount of money just to make her happy, to show your affection to her, or if it's your husband. And it didn't matter. You didn't care what people thought, but now the roles reverse. Is that the way you treat the Lord? Will you make sacrifices for him? If he says, give up the idols, if he says, give up the music, if he says, give up the movies, if he says, give up the drinking, give up the vaping, and you're like, well, I don't really have to, but do you love him? Because if you love him, you'll make any sacrifice. You'll do anything that he needs. So I just feel like right now there needs to be a response. So if that's you and you know you've got idols in your life, I just want you to type, I'm throwing away the idols tonight, that is. And then be so bold. Put it in the chat. What are you throwing away? Because sometimes what people are going to read is going to give them courage. Like, wow, they're doing that too. I need to do this. Some of you watching right now, you're actually got an alcoholic drink in your hand. You're drinking it. You're sipping it going, yeah, that's okay for you. Okay, but I don't have an issue. Here's the issue. That is an issue, and it's causing you not to be fully invested in the kingdom of God. And God wants to use your life, but here's what's happening. He's bypassing you because you've become soft, because you become lukewarm, because your heart's not on fire anymore. But what if you did this with the alcoholic drink tonight and you just poured it down the drain?
Get rid of the vape.
Come on. You have to get rid of it tonight. So God, we just thank you. Yeah, and if it's phone, if it's social media, whatever it is that's causing this dullness in your life, we weren't even planning to go here. We're like, hey, whatever the Spirit wants to do, but we feel like God is asking. There's such a small remnant right now of people that are burning for revival. A lot of you that are on here, you are, but God is wanting to expand. He's wanting to grow his kingdom. Since 2,000 years ago when he made this declaration, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest field. He's looking for you to be a laborer. He's calling your name right now, and he's saying, come on, would you join the team? Would you be a part of my kingdom? So many people turn their backs on Jesus. Right when he would start preaching like this, a hard message, what would they do? They're like, hey, I was here for the free Chick-fil-A and the fish sticks, and everything was good until you started talking about making sacrifices and carrying a cross and this narrow road. I'm not into all that. I love the beautiful, mountain sermons that you're preaching. Those are really good. But now that you're dealing with issues of my heart, that's another story. Don't you know what I have? I've got a lot of money. I've got a lot of possessions. I've got a lot of these things. And God is looking into your heart. That's the thing that the Pharisees could never do. Pharisees had the outside printed really good. Yes. But Jesus could look into your heart. And if Jesus was peering into your heart, what would he see? I know when I got born again, just as Isaiah had his encounter, Jesus looked into our hearts and revealed to us how far away we were from him, how desperate we needed him, how dark we had become. And God wants to experience, God wants to encounter you and fill you full of light. When light hits you, the power of God hits you, you will see things that you've never seen. You will hear things that you've never heard. You will be born again into the spiritual realm where you'll be able to hear clearly. No more fog. Tonight's the night in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. We even pray for those that are just struggling with that mind fog, the anxiety in your mind, all these mental battles you're going through. Father, I pray that you would give us a clear mind. I pray that right now minds would be renewed. Yes. Come on, some of you need to lay your hand on your mind and you just need to start commanding these evil thoughts, commanding these addictions, commanding these things in your mind, these mental strongholds that you've been fighting. Just command them to be broken in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, cleanse my mind. How many of you are tired of those dirty thoughts? Oh, tired of those negative thoughts? Every time anything happens, you just think negative all the time. Get rid of that negativity. It kept the children of Israel out of the promised land. Guys, it's that big of a deal. The bitterness, the resentment. Some of you are just drained all the time because you're negative. You're draining yourself with your negative attitude. Lord, I just pray right now that you would just release us from this mind bondage. Some of you have that snake wrapped around your mind. Some of you have chains in your mind. And there's a chain breaker right now. We break the chains in your mind. There's deliverance for you. Hey, imagine getting delivered the day before the new year. I don't want to go into 2025 with these old demons. I don't want to go into 2025 with the same spirits I've been allowing in my life, the same spirits I've been feeding.
Yeah.
Some of you need to starve these demons. You've been feeding your demons. You've been feeding them pornography. You've been feeding them social media. You've been feeding them inappropriate conversations. You've been feeding them ungodly music, ungodly movies. Demons need to be fed. They're looking for trash to eat. They're like rats. They look for trash. When you leave trash out, they're attracted. But the Lord is saying right now, it's freedom.
Come
it's
on.
Freedom. It's freedom. We say breakthrough in Jesus' name. We command every unclean spirit to come out right now in Jesus' name. Satan, you have no power over these people. You have no authority over these people. We will not go into 2025 with these spirits. Yes. We command them to leave in now Jesus in name. Jesus' name. We serve them an eviction notice in Jesus' name. Every foul and unclean spirit, you must go now. You have no power. You have no authority. You have no legal right over these people. We break you now in Jesus' name. We break you now. Come up and out right now. Come up and out right now. Every spirit must go right now. Every spirit must go right now. Spirit of dryness and religion, we command you to go now. Spirit of addiction, we command you to go now. Spirit of lust, out of their mouth and into the abyss. Go now in Jesus' mighty name. Come on right now. You have to leave in Jesus' name. Pack your bag, Satan. Get out now in Jesus' name. We bind every foul spirit now. We bind every unclean spirit now. We command you, go in the mighty name of Jesus, go. In the mighty name of Jesus, go. We expose you to the light of Christ. Satan, you are bound. You have no authority. You have no authority. Let these people go. In the same way that Moses said that to Pharaoh, let my people go. We command these people right now, let them go, Satan. Come on, there's 1,500 of you right now. Let them go in Jesus' name. Every spirit must go. Some of you, you need to fight for your breakthrough tonight. You need to pray into this. Fight for your breakthrough. Satan, let me go. Let my family go. Let my friends go.
Wow.
All of it right now. Yeah, it's on YouTube. For those of you asking, Amber, yes, we're on YouTube as well. Go now in Jesus' name. Shimba robobosa. Kimba robobosa. Tiaramando bosa. Kimba robosa. Tiaramando bosa. Kinda shamba robo. We just, that cynical spirit. Some of you are just, you have a spirit of unbelief. You don't believe in miracles. You don't believe in deliverance. You don't believe in the supernatural. You don't believe in angels. Wow. You don't believe in that demons are real. You just have unbelief. Just come to grips with it. You have a spirit of religion. You have a spirit of unbelief. And you need to pray, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. You can stay that way all you want and keep seeing no miracles. Keep seeing nobody get delivered. I don't want to live my life like that. Don't go another year without seeing deliverances in your family.
That's right.
Don't go another year without seeing miracles in your marriage. Don't go another year without seeing revival. I don't want to live without the supernatural. Why would I read all through scripture the supernatural power of God and then just live a natural life, a dry life? God, we want the supernatural. Some of you need to pray right now. God, I want the supernatural in my life. And you might need to also say, Lord, help my unbelief. Mm-hmm. This is what the man who brought his demonized son to Jesus, he said, well, if you can heal my son. And Jesus says, what do you mean if I can heal your son? And then the man responds, Lord, help my unbelief. Some of you need to pray right now, Lord, help my unbelief. I'm tired of being in doubt. I'm tired of being in unbelief. Lord, I need you to help my unbelief right now in Jesus' name.
Yes. And even as Isaiah was praying, I could just sense that. I want to speak to the men right now that are watching, and that if you have families, listen, you are the head of the home and you are the gatekeeper. And listen, those demonic spirits have no authority, but only the authority that you allow in. Why would you allow things to come into your family, into your home? And God wants you to right now to actually step in. The light turned off.
Oh, that's great.
Sorry, it went dark on us. And we're exposing darkness right now. And the darkness just came upon us. So, Father, we just thank you. I just want to speak to the men. So now is the time for you to take authority over everything that's trying to torment your children, that's trying to get into the middle of your marriage. Sometimes we make excuses for people and we say, oh, it's just because this is how they were raised. This is just something in my family. It's breaking. It's going to break tonight in Jesus' name. We need you to take authority as the head of the house and say, okay, it's stopping right now. I'm going to take responsibility for my own self, for my own issues, and I'm going to get clean. I'm not going to blame anybody else. I'm not going to blame my spouse. I'm not going to blame my children. I'm not going to blame my parents or my grandparents. I'm going to take responsibility right now and take ownership and say, it's going to start with me. I'm going to be that one that's on fire. I'm going to be the one that gets set free. I'm going to be the one that starts believing for miracles. I'm going to be the one that sets the spiritual temperature in my home. That means this. That means before everybody wakes up or before everybody goes to bed, I'm the one praying. My kids are going to be seeing me praying. My wife's going to be seeing me praying. I'm going to stir up the gift of God inside of me so that they can be stirred up. You want your kids, you want your family to see you on fire. So many times, Isaiah, it's been the women leading the charge in the church. They always have the powerful prayer meetings, and the men, you gotta like bribe them with steak and eggs just to show up to a meeting. But women are always been the spiritual heart and the spiritual thermostat. It's time for the men to rise up. Come on, men. It's time for you to let go of the video games. It's time for you to let go of the sports. It's time for you to be more excited about the house of God than the fantasy football. It's time for you to step into the rightful place, and the enemy has kept you bound. He's kept you distracted. He's kept you focused on all these other things, your portfolio, your retirement accounts, all these things that keep your attention, and you've lost your focus. God is saying, get focused in 2025. If you do, there's going to be assignments that come your way. I was just talking to a good friend of mine, Keith, this morning. His heart is burning for the Lord, and he's like, Jared, I feel like I'm ready to explode because I feel like God has been downloading so many. And I told him this, you need to start discipling other people. God is filling you with so much that you have to have an outlet. And he's an electrician. And he's like, I'm like, you know about power and outlets and getting it. So God wants to give you assignments. God wants you to help to start discipling other men. But you have to get some things in order in your life. So God, I just pray that, Lord, that they would respond tonight. That they would actually take ownership and stop playing the games. Stop listening to the lies. The enemy will keep you in that proverbial hamster wheel over and over and over. And the Lord's saying, he's going to stop it tonight. And he's going to speak to you. He's going to give you clarity. Moses goes up the mountain. As he climbs the mountain of the Lord, he gets the Ten Commandments. He gets the detailed blueprints for the tabernacle. Everything that was going to change the course of history as we know it came while he was in the presence of God. That's what you need to do. The most important meeting of your day happens in the presence of God. How long does it take to get in the presence of God? It takes however long it takes. However long it takes you to find your car keys, Isaiah, you just have to set the time aside and you got to say, I'm not going to enter to 2025 with just checking a box and doing a religious thing. No, you have to be with him until he speaks to you, until you get that rhema word. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every rhema word that comes from the mouth of God. What is he speaking to you right now? What is he saying to you? Write it down and start to pray into it, because he's speaking way more than we're listening.
Yep.
In Jesus' name. So we just pray for spiritual ears to open right now. God, I just break off.
Yes.
Lord, just
those that are struggling to hear God. Come on.
Lord, just like when Saul had scales come off his eyes and he could see from all of the religious buildup. God, I just pray all the religious buildup from the not being able to hear your voice. We just pray right now for a breakthrough in Jesus' name. Lord, almost like they could just hear so clear right now what the Spirit is saying. All throughout Revelation, he who has ears, let him hear clearly what the Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name, God.
Yes, God. So, Lord, we pray that you, as Jared just prayed, God, remove the spiritual deafness.
Yes.
We pray those of you that are struggling to hear the Lord, even for the new year, you're like, I don't really know. We pray that the Lord would open up your ears, God, that you would speak clearly to us, God. That you would speak clearly, that we would know that it's you, that we'd be guided by your voice, that your sheep, this is what the Bible says, they hear your voice.
That's right.
Come on, who wants ears to hear? Some of you need to pray, God, give me ears. Seven times in the Gospels and seven times in the book of Revelation, it says, those that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are the church, and the Spirit is speaking to us. It's like God isn't talking. No, it's like you're not listening.
That's right.
Our ears are closed. We're so distracted by everything around us, and God wants to speak to us. God, I pray, speak to me. Come on, speak to me in 2025. Yes. I want ears in 2025. Open up my ears. God, I'm tired of being spiritually deaf. I'm tired of not being able to hear what you're saying. God, I want to hear.
Yes.
And I want to obey what you say. Mm-hmm. Some of you are like, Lord, speak. And the Lord's like, dump out all your this. Get rid of all this. Oh, I didn't want you to say that. But God, I want whatever you want me to do. Yes. Whatever you want to say. Yes. So wherever you want me to go. Yes. All of you need to fully surrender to God. It's no longer your life. We've lied to people for years, like, just come and pray a prayer. That's not even in the Bible. God wants everything. He doesn't want you to come and pray a sinner's prayer. He wants you to lay your life down, pick up your cross, deny yourself. Well, I want it. It's not about you. It's not about what you want. It's about self-denial.
Yes.
So, Father, I just pray, God, I want to follow you, whatever you want me to
living
do.
Sacrifices.
Whatever you want me to do. And you know, a lot of you are stressed right now because you're like, I don't have a plan for 2025. I don't have a 10-year plan, 5-year plan. Spoiler alert, there's no 10-year plan in the Bible. The disciples didn't have a 1-year plan. They didn't have a 1-week plan. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow, for today has enough worries in itself. Stop stressing about, this is going to set some of you free. Stop stressing about 2025. Stop worrying about it. The other day, Jared, I was like, what am I going to do 2025? I have to come up with something new. The Lord's like, why are you worried? Just follow the cloud, not the crowd.
Come on.
Who cares? Keep doing what I've called you to do. Keep living the life I've called you to live. Stop stressing. This is what Jesus said. Don't worry about tomorrow. What? That's the opposite of what everybody else in the American church tells you. He says, for today has enough worries in of itself. And doesn't the Lord take care of the bird?
Yes.
The birds are not stressed like, what are we going to eat tomorrow? But God takes care of them. So worry about now. Worry about what God is doing in your life. Worry about the fire he's lighting in you now. No stress. Stop stressing and being anxious about something that's not even going to happen. And say, Lord, I'm following you every single day. The disciples daily had to pick up their cross and follow him. And that's what we have to do every single day. Take it one day at a time. I'm not stressed about next week. I'm not stressed about my calendar. I'm worried about tomorrow, following Jesus every day. Lord, I pray that every day of 2025, we would pick up our cross.
Yes.
I pray that every single day we would follow you. No more Sunday morning, watered down, lukewarm, 1-hour meetings where we only know you for an hour. God, every single day, I'm going to show up to church on fire. I've been worshiping all week. I've been praying all week. I've been connected all week long. I've been living right all week long. I'm not going to go to on Sunday and barely make it dragging in. I'm going with the fire. I'm bringing
Come
praise.
On.
I'm entering with praise. I already got it. I'm coming with it. I want to live that life with that boldness. So pray that tonight. Lord, some of you just, you got to get off of spiritual life support. You've just been on life support Sunday to Sunday, surviving, getting a shot in the arm. No, I'm walking in this thing. I'm living in this thing. The chains are breaking. The porn addiction's breaking. The lust. I hear the Lord saying lust is breaking.
Yes.
Lust is breaking.
Jesus
enough
name.
Is enough. So many of you,
Gosh.
And I want to say guys, but it's girls too.
Yep.
You said this is going to be the last time. You've said that 1,000 times. Every time you watch that website, you say, I'm not doing this anymore. Every time you touch yourself, I'm not doing this anymore. But God's like, break it. Stop. Let the Lord break it tonight. God, I just pray you'd break that. And I know it feels like we're all over. It's because we're flowing in the Spirit. When we're flowing prophetically, there's no agenda. We have no notes. It's going to be all over because the Lord is speaking to you. Leave the addiction. Leave the porn in 2024. Let it go. Break free from it, ladies. Break free from it, men.
Yes.
Get over it. Come on. The devil wants to use pornography to keep you in shame and condemnation and not hearing the voice of God.
Yeah, that's right.
When you're watching porn, it's hard to see what the Lord wants you to do when you're looking at dirty images.
Yep.
It blinds the eyes. It deafens the ears.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I can't explain it, but lust and pornography deafens your spiritual ears. It blinds your eyes spiritually. So I just pray for eyes right now. Give us eyes to see God. And I just pray purity and holiness over our eyes. God, let our eyes not wander. Let our eyes not be distracted. Lord, I just pray right now, deliver those in the chat struggling with this from pornography, from lust, from wandering eyes, God. Lusting, and lust, guys, is not just physical or bodies. It's other things. Lusting after money, lusting after fame, lusting after, you know, opulence in this world, lusting after a new promotion that somebody else has. It's desiring something that is restricted. It doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. And Father, I just pray in every area, free your people. Come on. Guys, I'm telling you right now, it's what, almost 7 o'clock? It's not New Year's anywhere. It's not 12 o'clock anywhere in America. You have a few hours to say, I'm not bringing this into next year. And again, I want to make it clear. God is not in heaven saying, all right, it's about to be the new year. And in many parts of the world, it's already the new year. And God's not sitting there going like, everything's going to change now. It's not about that. It's about you saying, okay, I have a chance to reset. I have a chance to reset. And I'm going indifferently. There's nothing like special with the new year, but it's something for you to say, okay, I have a chance to lay all this down and get rid of it and start new, start fresh. And for some of you, you're going to be born again, again. You're going to be born again, again, again. Tonight's your night to say, I'm surrendering my life to Christ. I surrender my life. You know, a lot of people, Jared, surrender their life in January and December because they go, I want a fresh start. And I surrendered my life in January.
They go back to church in January.
Yeah, January 12th, I surrendered my life to Christ. And it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Some of you, you don't have till January 12th. You don't have till next week. Tonight is your night to say, God, I'm going all in. And you might be saying, well, what do I do? In your own words, you say, God, I repent of my sin. God, I'm turning away from my sin. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. Some of you are going to get saved on the cusp of a new year right now. Now's the day of salvation.
Yes.
You don't have till tomorrow. Well, I have a week. No, you don't have a week. Now's your time to turn from your sin. Let the blood of Jesus cover you.
Yeah.
Let the blood of Jesus cover you and say, God, I want to follow you. What must we do to be saved? Acts 2:38, repent. You got to repent. You got to turn from it. Change your mind. And this is what repentance is. I'm wrong. God is right. My mind's wrong. The way I look at women, the way I talk to people, the way I act in business, the way I cheat in my taxes, the way all these things you're dealing with. I'm wrong about everything. God, you're right. And that's repentance. It's metanoia. It's the changing your mind. When Peter told those men to repent, he was saying, yesterday you were yelling crucify. Last week you were saying this man's a blasphemer. Change the way you think and realize this is the Messiah. So right now, repent. Right now, repent. God, I repent. How do I do it? Just say, God, I repent.
Yeah.
God, I repent. Help me, Lord.
Yes.
I repent, God. My mind, my thinking is wrong. God, I've been in sin. I've been in compromise. I've been doing my own thing, and it hasn't been working. All you've been left with this year is heartbreak. All you've been left with is discouragement. It's not been working. God, I'm turning everything over to you. Jesus, you take the will. And that's not even a cliche. Jesus, you take the will. Govern my life in Jesus' name. Sheba kubasa.
Even as Isaiah was praying, I could see that some of you, you have it. You have the picture of the perfect life. You've got it all figured out. You've got success. You've got the what people would say, I would want your life. You've got the house. You've got the cars. You've got the lifestyle that people actually look at and go, man, if I could just be that person. But here's what you don't have. You don't have the Holy Spirit inside of you. You don't have this contentment that only comes from a surrendered life in Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus could see. Jesus would talk to people and say, if you want to come follow me, first go do this. And they would be like, oh, that's the one thing I can't do. That's the one thing that I'm holding on to. That's going to be your Lord. That's going to be your Savior. And that won't save you at the end of this life. Nothing can. Only the blood of Jesus applied over your life will make you righteous. And you can't do anything else to earn it. It's free. It's called the scandal of grace. It's too good to be true. But if you would surrender everything and say, I'm not going to do it my way any longer. And I just even feel, this is what we do. We type 7 in the chat. If that's you, type 7 in the chat. 7, you're going to heaven tonight. We are going to believe that on the cusp of a brand new year, it's going to be a brand new you.
Yep,
that you are going to come to life in Jesus Christ. That the old things are going to pass away. We're not going to resurrect those things any longer. We are going to say no to the fleshly things. And inwardly, you're going to have courage. Inwardly, you're going to have the Spirit of God filling you up so that you don't keep doing the things of darkness, so that you don't keep going that way any longer. It's easy for us to say, just don't do those things, but you need, look at all the sevens. Look at what God is doing in these people's lives right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So God, we thank you. We thank you for saving souls. We thank you for those that are coming to Christ in the very first time. We thank you for those that were wandering out in the wilderness, Lord, like the prodigal son who finally came to their senses and realized, oh my gosh, what have I done? I'm a messed up. I don't even think my father would take me. But here's what it is. It's the kindness of the Lord that leads people to repentance. And here's what the father does. He broke the rules. If it was us and it was our kids, we'd be like, okay, you're going to pay a price. You're going to come in through the back door and you're going to have to live a certain way. And the father broke all the rules. His love for his son, he actually took off running as he saw him off at a far distance. And that's what God's doing. God is leading you and saying, hey, welcome back to the kingdom. We've got work to do. We've got souls to save. We've got to be fishers of men. I need you fully alive in my spirit so that we can continue to grow this kingdom. He's not mad at you. He's not like, okay, you're going to have to sit in time out for an extra 6 months. No, he's like, come on, I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting for you to get your life right. I've been waiting. And that's how God meets us. God meets us right where we're at, and he clothes us with righteousness, and then he sets us on a new path. Some of you, you're feeling alive like it's the very first time you've ever experienced newness of life. Isaiah describes it. He saw colors like he's never seen. He heard birds. He cried over a butterfly. He was born again, and the kingdom of God was suddenly opened and Jesus said this, unless you become like a child, you'll never see the kingdom. Children, we have about 30 of them running around right now.
Literally.
They're all over the place. You might hear them or they might pop in unannounced. But Jesus said, when the disciples were trying to push the children away, he's like, no, let them come. Let the children come. And then he says this powerful revelation. He says, unless you become like a child, unless you have that childlike faith, you're never going to see the kingdom of God. Some of you, you've complicated this with all of these things, and God wants you to have this childlike faith. Just like Isaiah was saying, I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but my Father does. And as long as I am in my Father's house, as long as I'm, Jesus said, about my Father's business, I don't have anything to worry. Jesus said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. I only say what he tells me to say. You are dependent now on the Spirit of God. That's what being led by God's Spirit is. So Father, we just pray right now for everyone, a fresh touch of your Spirit, a fresh filling now in Jesus' name, God. I pray, Lord, that they would be able to hear clearly what you are saying for them to do right now. You're giving them prophetic words. You're opening up the wells of revelation, Lord. You're giving them downloads like the very first time Isaiah shares his testimony that literally the Spirit was so strong in him, he was giving every single person words of knowledge. He was knowing what was happening in their life. And it was just like, oh my goodness, this is too heavy for me. And then the thing started to subside as soon as he went to Bible college. But that's a whole nother, as soon as religion got in there and it wasn't even on purpose. It just, sometimes, but we have to go back to being like children. Children depend on their parents for everything. And we're going to depend on the Father for everything. We're going to be dependent on him again. We're not going to take it upon ourselves to try to figure this out. No. God, what are we going to do today? Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, guide me. I have all of this responsibility, but I really don't know what direction to go. He will always show up. He will always answer you. He gives good gifts. So we just thank you tonight for a fresh touch, a fresh anointing, a fresh fire in Jesus' name.
Guys, one of the most life-changing things that will ever happen to you is when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Yes.
And Paul says, I want all of you. Yes. And we're not talking about speaking and then interpreting and for a congregation. We're talking about praying in the Spirit. The Bible says to pray in the Spirit. Build yourself up by praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, 1 Corinthians 14 says, when you pray in tongues, you're only talking to God. No one understands you. It's between you and God. And it edifies yourself. That's what tongues is. And so what I want to do, there's nothing more that I would like to happen in the stream is then for just one person to pray in tongues for the first time. Just one person to pray in tongues. So what do you need to do? You need to ask for the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Jesus said, if you being evil, which we are, know how to give good gifts to our kids, how much more does the Heavenly Father want to give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? So the bottom line is this. If my kid asks for a toy car, the Bible says, you're not going to give them a venomous snake.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid asks for, Dad, will you get me some fast food? You're not going to give them a scorpion. And if you're an evil parent and you give your kids good things, Jesus says, if you ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give you a demon. He's not going to give you fake tongues if you ask for actual tongues. So we are not in a church service right now preaching before a congregation. We are not interpreting tongues. When you hear us, we are praying in tongues. And guess what? I know what your religious family told you. I know what the religious YouTubers told you. This isn't for everybody. Stop believing those lies, okay? Why would God want only some people to pray like this? This is the Holy Spirit praying out of you. This is not to be confused with speaking in tongues with an interpretation. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about praying in tongues. And I have like hours and hours of videos. But for those of you that are saying, I'm tired of unbelief. Now, if you're religious and you're like, I don't believe this is for me, then you're probably not going to get it. I'm just going to tell you right now. There's a lot of guys that are like, if God wants to give it to me, he would have already given it to me. That's not the way it works. Okay. We do these things by faith. Just like you prophesy by faith.
That's right.
So I'm not speaking to those of you that want to argue and debate. It's not for everybody. There's plenty of channels that will tell you it's not for everybody. There's plenty of channels that will stoke the fires of unbelief. We're not stoking the fires of unbelief.
That's right.
We're stoking the fires of revival. Okay. So if you want this, when I got this, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even ask for it. I got radically born again. I came back to my body from having experience with God, and I was praying in this unknown language, all right? So you can get it. Now, I want some of you just to begin to ask for it, and then just sit there and put your hands out like you're receiving a gift. And when that bubbles up in you, just begin to speak it out. Just begin to pray it out. There's no way I could teach you because it's supernatural. But you need to do this by faith. We're going to pray in the Spirit for 2 to 3 minutes. If you can pray in tongues, or also we call it praying in the Spirit, then start doing it right now. Me and Jared are going to do it. And I want some of you that have never received this, just say, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit. God, give me the Holy Spirit. Ask a few times and then stop praying in English. And then wait for that to bubble up in you. Wait for that. And then just open your mouth and start speaking it out. Okay? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So those of you that are in the chat that can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Again, we don't care about those that are scoffers. You're not going to offend us if you're like, this isn't real. Say all that all you want. All right? And by the way, those that are asking if it's live, yes, it's live. I'm reading the chat. I see Alexandra. I see Carmen. I see Jason. I see Richard. I see Will. I see LaShawn on Facebook. We have YouTube and Facebook right in front of us. That's why our eyes are all over. We're reading the chat. This is your moment, okay? Right on the cusp of a new year. Nothing I would ask for more than for you to get this. So as we pray, just ask the Lord. Come on, ask for the Holy Spirit right now. Yeah, you need the Holy Ghost to pray in tongues. Yes, yes. It's the Holy Spirit praying out of you. Father, right now, fill them in Jesus' name. Lord, fill them in Jesus' name. We pray, baptize them in fire. Tongues of fire. Tongues as a fire, like in the book of Acts. Come on, receive it right now. Holy Ghost. Shiba robo sa ti aramando bo kuta sa kadabaso po sa timba bobo so rumbo shapa mama sota. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Abba sa tobo sa. Fill them right now, Lord.
Shiba rivers of living water flowing from your belly. Kita rama sa tarabaka
so tobo. Fresh anointing. Come on, there it is. For some of you, it's flowing right now. Let it flow, let it flow. Sa robo sa. Tapa so kum bobo so ta. Come on, press, press, press. Endurance.
Paul said, I wish that I he said, I speak in tongues more than all of you.
I wish that you always speak in tongues. Come on. You know, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. Okay, remember that. But then he said, in a service, I would rather speak 10,000 words in English than, or one word in English than 10,000 words in tongues. So Paul's like, I'm not speaking in tongues in a church service publicly preaching, but I speak in tongues more than all of you. So where is Paul speaking in tongues? In private. Mm-hmm. He's praying in tongues. Come on, he's praying in tongues. Pray in the Spirit. Shiba robo saka robo sa. Couple more minutes. We're gonna go a couple more minutes, guys. You guys can back to your New Year celebration. Couple more minutes here. Thank you, Lord. Fill them with fire.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Fill them with fire. Rivers of living water. Come on. Let's end this strong. Let's end this strong. Suro bobosa. Tasama boboso robosa. Come on. Don't let your brain stop you. Don't let your doubt stop you. Get past the unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost fire. Come on, I see fire breaking out. A couple more minutes. We're only going to go a couple more minutes here. Break in. Break in. Like this guy in the chat, just gibberish. You can say that all you want. You can say that all you want. It doesn't change anything. It's been one of the most powerful things I've ever had in my life. Millions upon millions of people pray in the Spirit like we are right now. And so if you think millions of people are speaking gibberish, stay in your unbelief. Literally, stay in your doubt. Stay in your doubt. It's interesting how people scoff that which they don't understand.
They did the same thing in the day of Pentecost.
Yeah. In the day of Pentecost, they said, you guys are drunk. Mm-hmm. It's just gibberish. They did that. You know who did that? The religious people.
That's right.
The Pharisees. So, again, stay how you
it's
want.
It's a religious spirit. And they
stay how you want.
And you will miss out on your own upper room moment if you become critical. And Isaiah was just praying about that. And the Lord spoke that to me probably a month ago about being critical when the Holy Spirit is moving. You guys, we have dumbed down the Holy Spirit. We have pushed him out. We don't honor him any longer. And if that that was to happen today, in the middle of a sitting, all of a sudden tongues of fire showed up and people start praying in a new language, what would we do? Would we be like, wow, it's a move of God? Or would we sit back and just go, I don't believe it. I don't think this is for today. I don't think this is real. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to flow freely through you. You got to have that faith like a child. Take your brain, put it aside, and just become one with the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, fill me up right now. Jesus, baptize me afresh in your Holy Spirit and fire, and he will. And I've seen it happen so many times. I've seen it. And it's usually the people that have been raised religious have the hardest time.
Yep.
But people that are just freshly saved or freshly born again. I remember a guy that was reading his Bible and he was just born again. And he came to me at a coffee shop at Starbucks and said, hey, what is this baptism? Is this like the thing you go underneath the water? And I'm like, no, this is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He goes, I'm reading about it. How do I get that? Do I have to take a class? I was like, no, we can go pray in my car right now. You can get baptized in the Holy Spirit. We go in my car, we turn on some light worship music, and I start praying in the Spirit, and I tell him, I said, in like 30 seconds, I want you to stop praying English, and the Holy Spirit's going to baptize you. You're going to get your prayer language. And it didn't take 30 seconds, Isaiah. All of a sudden, he starts praying in the Spirit, and he was just like, wow, what in the world was that? And it was so easy. It was, and you just have to receive. Stop being critical and just receive.
You know, when you hear another language, German, I don't speak Spanish. When I hear Spanish, you know what it sounds like to me? Gibberish.
Yep.
When I hear German, you know what it sounds like to me? Gibberish. When I hear any other language, Chinese, it sounds like gibberish because guess what? I don't understand it. When you're praying in the Spirit, it's going to sound like gibberish to you because it's the Spirit praying and you don't understand it. No one does, the Bible says. There's no interpreter. It's between you and God. And again, some of the stuff, you guys got to watch the videos to learn the teachings. But the bottom line is, it's biblical, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and millions upon millions of people pray in tongues. So if you think millions upon millions of people are making it up, that's fine. But just because you don't understand it, I wouldn't scoff at it. I wouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit because you're going to prevent yourself from receiving it. We're going to pray one last thing before we get off because we're going to go hang out with our family. They're all here. Is for people that have been trying to have babies.
Yes.
People that have been barren. We won't go into all the scriptures. And I don't want to make any of you feel bad about anything that you've gone through, but all throughout the Bible, people would be barren and the Lord would bless them with children.
Yes.
He would remove their barrenness, okay? We don't need to go into why you're not able to have kids. There could be 100 different reasons, 1,000 different reasons. Could it be spiritual? Yes. Could it be physical? Yes. Could it be medical? Yes. There's a million reasons why, for whatever reason, you might not be able to have kids. Here's what I do know. I know that God can heal. God can deliver. God can change biology.
Yes.
They told us with our second daughter, you shouldn't even be able to get pregnant. Hmm. They literally did a CAT scan, not a CAT scan, an ultrasound of my wife and said, you have certain body parts aren't in the right place. You shouldn't even be able to have kids. I never forget this. When we had our second child, when she was pregnant, now we have four kids. I have four kids. Jared, how many kids do you have?
Six.
Six kids. Between the two of us, 10 kids. All right. That's why you, like I said, there's a lot of kids running around our house right now. But Jared's going to pray before we end. And then we're going to do a little outro, but Jared's going to pray for those that are barren. If you are struggling to have kids, your wife's struggling to have kids, whatever, type one in the chat because we're going to be pray right now for you to be able to have kids.
Yes. So Father, we just thank you right now in Jesus' name. God, as you remembered Hannah, Lord, all of a sudden she was able to give birth to a son. God, I pray that you would remember all of these women right now that are believing for their very first child. Lord, they're just believing that their womb can produce life. So Father, we stand in the gap as husbands that have many children, fathers that have many children, and we ask that you would just grant their request, the very heart's desire, Lord, that it would be a year of blessing, Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 127 that children are a reward for you. So God, I pray you bless Ruby and Mary and Maria right now, and Ray and Reeve and Jamie. Father, in Jesus' name, God, I just pray that you would bless these families with children, Lord.
Yes.
I pray for abundance, Lord. I pray that their wombs would produce life. And whatever doctors have diagnosed, God, I got a friend that just texted me 2 days ago that said, listen, I know you're going to be praying for children and I know you prayed for me. He had a reverse vasectomy, you guys, which is really hard. I mean, like the chances are very, very slim. And he said, We've been trying for years and we just got pregnant. Thank you for your prayers. So I want to share that fresh testimony with you and let you know that God is answering prayers. If you're standing next to your spouse, grab their hand and just pray and say, we've tried. It's been years and years. Another couple text me, Isaiah, that said they've been trying for 5 years and just got pregnant for their very first time. So God, we just believe right now that you are going to supernaturally fill wombs, God, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Thank you for your miracle touch. Thank you for your miracle power. God, anoint them, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We are going in, Lord, this year on fire.
Yes.
Come on. We're going into this year on fire and passionate for you. In Jesus' name, we bless every single one of you. In Jesus' name, you can pause it now. Guys, we want to get on here and pray with you. I know we're not praying at midnight into the new year, and one of the reasons why is because it's midnight at a different time for all of you. So some of you are like, it's already new year for me, but we wanted to get on here, fire you guys up, encourage you, pray for you, and just really stoke those flames. Make sure that you subscribe to Jared and Candace's channel. Some of the mods will post it here. And then please, guys, the links to give are in the chat. Please pray about partnering with us. Pray about sowing into our ministry. We need monthly partners for this year. The bottom line is people sign up for 1 year, so a bunch of people have canceled this year because they signed up for 2024, which is fine. But we really do need monthly partners. Pray about becoming a partner. You'll get 70 sermons, 20% off the merch store, and invited to our 1:30 p.m. every Thursday. We have a prayer call at 1:30 p.m. The links to give are in the comments, so please give. Sow into this stream. We don't put ads on any of our prayer streams or anything like that. And then I also want to say, Thursday, I will be on Angela's channel, so Heaven and Healing Podcast. I will be on there Thursday night talking about deliverance and the new book. So please make sure you're on Angela's channel, Heaven and Healing Podcast on YouTube. That'll be this Thursday. I want to say it'll be at like 5 o'clock Pacific time, which is like 7 o'clock, I think, Central. I don't fully know, but I just know it's on Thursday. I think it's 5 Pacific. Make sure you subscribe to Jared and Candace as well. We love you guys so much. All the support. Thank you guys. We're going to keep plowing. Greater days ahead. Lots of exciting announcements for 2025. I can't believe it's 2025. I'm going to say it wrong for like the first 2 months. But we love you guys.
Yes,
we appreciate
love you guys.
You guys. And the mods that are posting. Look at Jared and Candace's channel.
Thank you.
Angela's channel. They're posting. We have the best mods. 2024, the best mods. Some of you have trickled over to Jared's channel.
Yes, thank you.
And you guys are junior officers over there. Thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing. All the mods. What a year, guys. What a year. Give yourself a hand. We made it. We're still here. Thank you, guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. It's going to be a great year. We love you all that have been here. Love you all. Love you all. Everyone typing it in the comments.
Yes,
Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. Let's just pretend it's 12:01. Yay, New Year. Praise the Lord. And like I said, guys, I don't think there's like this big spiritual thing to the new year, but I think for us, we can look at our life and say, okay, I'm going to change some things. I have a chance to reset. I already know all of you are going to end up in the gym, all right? Praise the Lord.
But it's going to be crowded.
Get in the spiritual gym, all right? And don't just go for the first week or two. Listen, we know the gyms are going to be packed for the first 2 weeks and it'll be empty on the third week. Don't do that with God. Stay on fire. Stay radical. Stay in the spiritual gym and all that. Jared's channel's right there in the comments. Brittany just posted it. Jared and Candace.
Yeah.
Just search
and
Jared
and
Candace.
We go live right after Isaiah's stream, Monday nights and Tuesday nights with worship and prayer. And so we'd love to have you guys. And we're going to continue that into 2025. And there's lots of other things God's brewing in our hearts too. And we'll be able to share those with you guys in the coming weeks ahead.
We love you guys.
Where are you going to be traveling, Isaiah?
I'm going to be at Lifesong Church in a couple weeks. I'll post this on the website tomorrow. I'll be at Lifesong Church for 5 services. Then the week after, I'll be in Mesa, Arizona at Without Walls Church. And then in March, I'll be in Georgia. And then in February, I'll be in California again, but I'm not announcing it yet. But I will be in California in Antioch in February.
Sweet.
So yeah, a couple dates coming up. We love you guys. Thank you for those of you that got my book. I think you bumped me back up to number one, so thank you. If you haven't got my book, How to Cast Out Demons by Isaiah Saldivar, you get it on Amazon. Happy New Year, everybody. We love you,
Happy
and we'll
New
see you guys
Year.
Soon.
All
God
right,
bless you guys.
God bless you guys.
Love you guys.
We'll see you soon.
Oh, where's the mouse? There it is.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.